Hi, everybody, and thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Well, the Browns, two games into the preseason, still can't find a win, but it doesn't really matter when you're trying to get playing time. In fact, an 11-10 win is kind of awkward.
It would be. It was certainly an awkward game here, and it came down. You would have liked to see the third-team defense be able to get that stop there on fourth down and then on the two-point conversion. But overall, I think there were a lot of positives to take away from this game. Well, not a lot of fireworks. And I think these teams knew each other so well from the first 2 days, and there were some injuries on both sides of the ball. So the offenses really didn't generate a lot in the first half. But overall, there were some good positives to take away here.
All right, let's go through some of those, especially on the defense with Paul Kruger being able to come up with two sacks in this game. He was impressive.
Oh, Paul Kruger loves to get to the quarterback and did a very good job today, not only rushing the passer, but staying home. And that's how he got one of the sacks. And also, against on a reverse, made a big play on tackle for a loss because he stayed home. And I think after the last week, they were kind of getting sucking inside. They weren't staying outside, maintaining their gap integrity, setting the edge. It was clearly a point of emphasis. Paul Kruger did it. And then with the second team, I thought Nate Orchard and Armani Bryant were two of the bright spots in this game. They were relentless in the backfield, getting after the quarterback, tackles for loss, holding the edge, but also getting a lot of penetration against this offense.
All right, what did we learn about the Browns' first team offense in this game?
We learned that Josh McCown needs to take care of the football because we saw the two interceptions. One, he threw into a very tight window off of Gary Barnage, got batted up in the air for an interception. The second one is the kind that he can't have with this Browns team. No need to throw a jump ball down to Andrew Hawkins. And I know he's used to Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans. Those guys are not here. So you want to see Josh McCown be a little bit more careful or more judicious with the football. However, other than that, he was 7 of 8 on the day for 57 yards. I thought the running backs got it going a little bit, especially in the first half with Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell, and the line did a much better job of opening up holes against a very good front. So encouraging there.
All right, the other thing everyone's going to be talking about is Johnny Manziel, an impressive touchdown drive that ends up in Shane Wynn's hands. So you got the Cleveland connection there. And, I mean, it was impressive. I thought Johnny looked good tonight.
Yeah, 10 of 18 on the day, almost 120 yards in the touchdown for Johnny Manziel. He was impressive, and you continue to see his maturation as a pocket passer on the touchdown to Shane Wynn in particular. Got to the top of his drop, little pressure from the outside, climbed the pocket, stepped up, kept his eyes down the field, found Shane Wynn. Beautiful throw for the touchdown. I thought he did a very good job of doing that today, staying in the pocket. Now, he had to run a couple times, and he did scramble late because that second-team offensive line was not giving him the best protection in the world. But Johnny continues to show real progress from the pocket, and that's going to be the key for his long-term success as the Browns quarterback.
All right, one of the other big stories from this game, 19 guys on the out list tonight, guys that just did not play in this game. The beauty is you've got until a week from Sunday to play the next game, and hopefully for the dress rehearsal game in Game 3, you'll be able to see some of the starters. It would be really nice to see Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, I think hopefully you're going to get Terrell Pryor out there. The big names you're going to get back, Duke Johnson, Tashawn Gibson, Joe Hayden, Kaywan Williams, Pierre Desir. These guys are all expected to be back, and that's going to be good because the secondary, you saw some of the holes there. But one guy who continues to stand out to me in that secondary, Ibrahim Campbell, the young safety out of Northwestern, getting a lot of reps and really starting to grow. Dante Whitner saying that he thinks this guy is going to be a player in this league.
So the Browns with two more preseason games down to Tampa Bay a week from Saturday, and then they'll wrap things up in Chicago with the fourth game of the preseason. We'll see you on the Dog Pound Report on News Channel 5.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for watching right here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.